This is a podcast from Aletheia, Truth in the Darkness, whose mission it is to uproot false foundations, to tear down idols of the heart, to build up the church, and to plant seeds of hope. The title of this podcast is Testing, Testing, Can You Hear? Let me ask you a question. Do you find that you keep yourself just busy enough so that you don't have time to stop long enough to quiet your soul and hear from the Lord? Or do you long for His voice so much that you will not even step out of your house before hearing from Him? If you were in the first group, the Lord will eventually slow you down, whether you like it or not. He will humble you with a storm. If you are in the second group, He will continually whisper to your stilled and quiet soul. If you are one who is presently in touch with the Spirit of the Lord, you will know what time it is. What I am saying is you will know what the Spirit is saying to the churches today. That's a reference from Revelation 1-3. Not only will you know what the Spirit is saying to the churches, but you will not keep silent regarding it. One way or another, you must tell. And you will know He is desperately trying to wake us if we are sleeping. You will know He is desperately trying to slow us if we are too busy. You will know He is desperately trying to discipline us if we are living in disobedience. You also will know that He is blessing, favoring, protecting, and rejoicing over you who long for His voice. Tell me, do you think I have His voice? Of course, you could stop listening right now and say, uh-oh, this guy's nuts. And that's true, you could. Why do I believe you should hear me, though? Is it because I'm wiser than another, or more intelligent than another, or have letters behind my name? I don't. Or because I've lived longer than some, etc. Absolutely not. I believe you should hear me because my delight is in the law of the Lord, and I meditate on His law day and night, Psalm 1:2. And because, oh, how I love His law. It is my meditation all the day. His commandment makes me wiser than my enemies, for it is ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. Psalm 119, 97 through 99. Am I saying I'm unique? No, there are many who are also saying what I am saying and who hear the Lord. Now tell me, why was King David called a man after God's own heart? It is because he was jealous for the name of the Lord, and the words of the Lord were more precious to him than honey, or silver, or gold. They were his food day and night. Doesn't that ring a bell? Who else ate the food of God day and night? Jesus did. His food was the word or will of his Father, and he delighted only in that food. So too it is with me. As arrogant and prideful as that may sound to you, when I read or listen to Psalm 119, my heart leaps out of my chest. So are you willing to listen and learn from me? If you are, then know that it is time to stop. It is time to stop, and it is time to call upon the Lord, specifically for discernment and courage. It is time to come out from the world and to be separate. Of course, I do not mean for you to stop sharing the gospel. I mean stop allowing its idols in your house. Stop playing its games. Stop entertaining yourself with what entertains it. It is time to prepare yourself as a holy and spotless bride for her groom, since we are His and not our own. Therefore, let us cleanse ourselves from every defilement of body and spirit, bringing holiness to completion in the fear of God. 2 Corinthians 7:1. The apostles Peter, Paul, and Mary, just kidding, and John, exhort us continually to separate ourselves from everything that pollutes our intimacy with our lover, Jesus. Actually, both the Old Testament and Jesus in the Gospels spoke about this subject in the way of calling it spiritual adultery. For if we are married to Jesus and are one with Him, as the scriptures say is true for the Christian, then we are committing spiritual adultery by joining ourselves with the world and engaging in what it worships. And what exactly does it worship? It worships itself. It worships self-improvement, self-satisfaction, self-dependence, self-esteem, self-help, education, intelligence, wealth, and pride. I must say the world was much better off before the invention of the mirror. Therefore, child of God, look into the mirror of the pure word of God, and you will walk rightly, but not as words on a page which have no effect, but with spirit-infused, faith-filled, confidence that the Spirit is speaking through His Word. Walk with God as Enoch walked, in spirit and in truth. Keep short accounts with your Savior. Listen to His voice. Confess your sins to one another and pray for one another. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and He will lift you up. So then, just stop. Look up, then look out, then look around. The Lord is speaking to you. Quiet your spirit before the Lord every single day. The days are evil. It is go time. I exhort every child of God, servant of the Lord, beloved of Christ, to come out from Babylon, meaning the world, a reference found in Revelation, and to be separate. Please receive this word. Do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what partnership has righteousness with lawlessness? What fellowship has light with darkness? What accord has Christ with Belial? Or what portion does a believer share with an unbeliever? What agreement has the temple of God with idols? For we are the temple of the living God, as God said, I will make my dwelling among them and walk among them. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore go out from their midst and be separate from them, says the Lord, and touch no unclean thing. Then I will welcome you, and I will be a father to you, and you will be sons and daughters to me, says the Lord Almighty. 2 Corinthians 6:14 through 18. If you read those verses carefully, you will agree that this is serious in God's sight. But remember this. If the Lord requires something from us, He also provides the grace to accomplish it. So then, as at the beginning of this message, those who are busy and distracted, the Lord will slow you down if you will not slow yourself down long enough to listen. However, if you are one who hears His voice or has ears to hear, you will agree with this post today. Seek Him.